The second week of Arkansas high school football playoffs are in the books, and out of the two Garland County teams that made it this far, both played on the road this week, and only one returned home with a win. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and this is the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show, brought to you by the Sentinel Record Sports Department. Lake Hamilton started the season with the expectation of returning to the Class 6A state championship game, but the Wolves' season ended Friday night with a 48-27 loss to El Dorado. Things really went wrong for the Wolves from the first kick of the game. Throughout the season, Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin has emphasized the importance of special teams and how teams like to onside kick against the Wolves. This could be seen last season, though Greenwood did it a couple of times against Lake Hamilton. Well, El Dorado recovered an onside kick to start the contest and went on to score 28 unanswered points in the first quarter. El Dorado's defense started the game strongly as well, as the Wildcats stopped Lake Hamilton on the Wolves' first five possessions in the game. On two of those drives, El Dorado came up with fourth down stops. The game was really already out of reach for the Wolves after allowing 28 points in the first quarter. But Lake Hamilton did manage to score right before halftime on a two-yard run by Tevin Hughes as the Wildcats went into the break ahead 28-7. Although it looked like Lake Hamilton might be able to get a little bit of momentum coming out of the halftime break, El Dorado opened the third quarter with a 9-play, 90-yard drive that Wildcat quarterback Sherman Rester capped off with a 30-yard touchdown pass to Cameron Bibby. Lake Hamilton managed to score 20 points in the fourth quarter, but it was too late to make a comeback and El Dorado scored a few touchdowns of their own. Tevin Hughes led Lake Hamilton with 143 yards and 3 scores on 21 carries. Justin Crutchmer carried the ball 7 times for 96 yards, while Kendrick Martin registered 82 yards on 10 attempts. After sophomore quarterback Easton Hurley burst onto the scene in the Wolves' first-round playoff game against West Memphis, the Southpaw really struggled against El Dorado. He went 1-for-6 for negative 3 yards against the Wildcats. Senior quarterback Grant Bearden also got some time under center for Lake Hamilton, but he went 0-for-5 through the air. El Dorado's Rester finished the game 13-for-24 passing for 329 yards and 4 touchdowns. El Dorado wide receivers Jackie Washington and Bibby both had big nights. Washington had 5 receptions for 136 yards and 2 scores, while Bibby registered 126 yards and a touchdown on 4 receptions. I talked to Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin about his team's performance, and he said the 28-point deficit in the first quarter was obviously huge. Although his team's goal was definitely to make it back to the state championship game this season, he said his team played well throughout the year, and that Owen Miller's injury in the Malvern game early in the season really was a big miss for the Wolves. Although Justin Crutchmer, you know, filled in pretty well for Lake Hamilton on the ground, Owen Miller going down was, one, a senior leader going down, and two, you know, that did create some problems with depth for Lake Hamilton. Gillern did note that Tevin Hughes is Lake Hamilton's all-time leading rusher, and Hughes left behind a pretty impressive legacy, especially at a school that, you know, is pretty famous for their running game, and Gillern noted even back in the 80s and 90s that Lake Hamilton really liked to run the ball. Coach Gillern also had this to say about his team's performance against El Dorado. The Garland County team that did win this week was Mountain Pine. With a 50-18 win over Rector in the semifinals, the Red Devils are returning to the small school 8-man state championship game for the second consecutive season, and Mountain Pine looks to defend its state championship. Keelan Dobbins scored on a 50-yard rush with just 1:19 off the clock to give the Red Devils an early 8-0 lead after a successful 2-point conversion run by Isaiah Miles. Miles then added a touchdown of his own in the first quarter before Dobbins scored again. Quarterback Jonah Wilburn got in on the action himself when he ran it in from the 1 yard line for a 28-0 lead with 9:42 to play in the first half. Mountain Pine went into the break with a 36-6 lead before Wilburn connected with Miles for a 53-yard touchdown pass and a 44-12 edge. The Red Devils scored their last points of the game when Dobbins juked out defenders on a 20-yard touchdown in the third quarter. Dobbins led the Red Devils with 90 yards and 2 scores on the ground on 9 carries. Miles added 86 rushing yards and a score on 11 attempts. Through the air, Wilburn went 5-for-8 for 132 yards and 2 scores. Miles only had 2 receptions on the night, but he managed 84 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. The Red Devils will face Strong Huddig in the state championship game on December 2nd. Mountain Pine head coach Sam Couch was excited for his team to return to the 8-man small school state championship game this season and had this to say about Mountain Pine's opportunity for another state title.
I didn't really take a deep breath until probably the third quarter and to realize that, you know, we're going to make it back. And, you know, it just gives you a thought process of what all has gone into it. It's been tough this year. It's been a whole different mindset and just a different group of kids. And it's very satisfying to get these kids back in there and to play a team that we've already played, and we have an opportunity to kind of rectify that loss, I guess you'd say. And these kids are excited about being back there. You know, that's what it's about. That's what makes it fun.
Thanks for tuning in to our weekly scoreboard show here on Garland County Locker Room. It's crazy to think that after this long season, only one Garland County team remains in the hunt for a state title. If you like our content, please consider subscribing and get the latest content as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room through all your favorite podcast providers. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com.